Sean's next on the list. It's only
yeah,
six.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sean.
All right.
But we'll try to be brief because we're over time.
Okay. First of all, regardless of what Tracy says, you know, it wasn't hard to get the cards played in the last election at KPFK. To prove that point, we had 45 candidates in that last election. In this one, we have 25. As to it costing $10,000 to $20,000 more if we moved our membership date up, I remind you that if we got in 1,000 members at $25 apiece, that's $25,000. Easily covers those costs. Now, here's what I want to ask you. I believe there were many more candidates who handed in their paperwork by the proper date. Why hasn't the LES at KPFK got that up on the website? Or are you disqualifying them? And if you are disqualifying them, for what reasons?
Have you looked at the webpage recently?
Yeah, and there's not. I've looked at it this afternoon. Now, unless you did something from this afternoon, there was not 25 candidates up there.
What I said in the first place, okay, the local election supervisors are working on this, and our aim is to have everything up perfect by tomorrow. So, I mean, you know, and I know that Mark said he would have everything up by tonight. So,
okay, have you disqualified anybody? Have you disqualified anybody?
There are a couple of people who were disqualified, yes.
What were the reasons?
On signature.
Pardon me?
One was membership, not a member, and one based on signatures, not having enough signatures.
Well, there again, you know, the confusion over membership, which can happen to all of us.
Oh, no, well, we already talked about that. Stop bringing up something we already talked about.
No. You stop perpetuating
well,
the
Sean,
same
Well, Sean, she answered your question.
Okay,
Sean, please, she answered your question.
Yeah, she
did. Do you have another question?
In her usual evasive, non-responsive fashion.
Oh,
thank you.
Evasive, non-responsive.
Okay, well, we're past time for this, but we've kind of let go because I think some of this is probably covered under the next agenda item. But
let's
see.
Move
the,
on.
Yeah, the next thing is... number five, report from each station area or elections. Please have specifics on any problems or other items, the intention and what needs to be done about them. So we've sort of talked about some of that, but not real systematically. So Lizzie, which stations really haven't talked about status yet? WBAI? Is anybody still here from WBAI? Alex left, I think, right? Omanage?
I thought I heard...
Yeah, Russell is here, but...
sorry, okay. Can you
Hello,
give us...
Manager. This is Manager.
Oh, go ahead, Manager.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have heard that we had three people were disqualified. One of them came back. Two people are disqualified, and they don't know why. They have, and other people don't know why they have been disqualified. I think one of them was the person that Alex was talking about, that it was confusion about fax number or whatever it was, fax numbers. And the other person, I asked, does anybody know why? They said no. There's been no explanation. But I'm not sure. This is the issues that we have had.
Okay, let me just ask for clarification. Who did they ask? Did they ask the LES, your LES, or who did they ask about why?
I saw an internet which was sent, an email, was raised the question that a person was not qualified and why, but there was no answer, nothing was said. That's all I know. It was said, actually, it was directed, the question was directed to the supervisor.
Let Renee respond, but it just in general, it would help to have, if you could, if you do it tomorrow, email us the specifics about if the LES was ever contacted about those specific people. But
okay,
Renee?
On the computer after 10 o'clock, so I don't know if there was an answer came in or not. And maybe if our local supervisor on the phone, or no?
She's not. But I mean, I actually have the full packages from all the candidates at WBAI because they were all faxed to me. I could answer your question myself. So if you want to email me, I have all the information. She's been working her butt off. I don't know. She usually is very responsive. Maybe he missed an email or something. But you can ask me the same questions because I have all the same information.
Okay. By the way, I think maybe I haven't been able to communicate. And even since last time that we talked, I have not had any communication from her. But I am assuming that she's very overloaded with all the work. Maybe she needs some support. But that's all I can say. And I had offered to be helpful, in any way I can. But I have not heard any communication from her. And actually, I volunteered now in my Central Jersey to have a candidate forum, organize a candidate forum and stuff. But I wanted to know that if she, I have no reason to think any otherwise, but I think she's overwhelmed if she cannot, respond to people and if she cannot communicate, maybe she needs help somehow for somebody to provide her some support.
Right. Well, I mean, she definitely is overwhelmed, as we all are. There's a lot of work to be done. I would say that, I'm sure she'd be open to holding a forum in New Jersey. I'm sure she would be really happy about that. And I would say, reach out again, and I'll also tell her that you told me this today, I'll tell her to contact you with regard to the forum, and if she needs any other help specifically.
Actually, she hasn't. This was not a complaint, but more a point of information, because I sent an email, I think it was yesterday, the day before. I don't expect for her to respond so easy to that question.
Okay, well, let's move on if we can, but you can keep emailing us back, and both Renee and your LES, and if the rest of the committee needs to know, send it to us too. But that sounds like something.
I forward those emails that I got on that to you, and then, I forward those emails that I saw, and then you can, once they can look at it and respond to it. Sure.
Okay, thank you. And I appreciate, just like everybody, any of you on this call or any of the other LSB members who can help with organizing forums or any other way to help the rally, yes, that's what we need to be doing.
Also, we have Russell on this from VAI. We have Russell also on this.
Yeah, Russell, you want to say anything else about WBAI status?
I don't really have anything to add right now. I'm concerned that we handed in the a lot of candidates handed in the electronic. And they're not on the website yet, but I'm sure that it's just taking time. But I do hope they get up soon. I don't really have any other anything to add to what Manijay said.
Okay. Thank you. I guess, again, everybody, if you don't see the candidate information by this weekend, I guess let us all know.
By Friday, by tomorrow, basically.
Okay. Let's see, other stations that we haven't talked about. Wesley or Melinda, you want to say anything about KPFT?
Well, not really. I think we have a minor that's running. I don't know if that's the legality of that.
Okay. Do you want to say anything about that, Renee?
Sorry,
who was that?
That was Wesley.
Okay.
You mean at KPFT?
Correct.
Right, but he won't be a minor any longer when he actually gets seated on the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By January, he'll be 18?
Yeah, I think his birthday's in September, actually.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Melinda, you have anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, this is Bill. I don't have any specific problems, but I know they're recording candidate carts like crazy from what I hear, so I haven't heard any on the air yet, but I guess they'll be hearing pretty soon.
May I get on the stack?
Okay, who's that?
Renee Bowser,
Okay.
PFW.
Yeah, okay, well, why don't you go ahead and go next, tell us about WPFW.
Oh, well, I just had a question. Can we announce the candidate, like when you get the carts together for the new the extension, can they include an announcement of a one or two information parties or signing parties so that they can get as much air time, like, oh, if you're interested, come to, you know, X time. Can it be included together on maybe not every cart, but maybe can be included on a couple carts so that they could play until the time for those events has passed? In other words,
right, you mean like the thing is, I guess we first need to, I mean, you need to first confirm. I mean, I'm sure Stacy would do that. It's just confirming and organizing those days and then producing the carts and then coordinating that, you know, with the people that need to put it into the traffic.
And you also might want to be clear from before the question I had of when I spoke before. There is no requirement that we have 18 candidates.
That was a criteria basically to draw a line to extend or not to extend. You know, given you know the possibility to extend or not. Now, WPFW, obviously, you know, it's going to be harder to get those 18. I mean, for, you know, if you look at the history as well as just the sheer size of membership, though you could take KPFT as a counterexample, and they met that perfectly fine. But I mean, I would say we're looking more at trying to get, like, I would say probably 13 and 5 staff or something. That seems to me like it's more possible given the situation that we're facing. But no, I just want to say that was never, it's never been a requirement. That's just, those are just kind of marks, you know, benchmarks or threshold marks or something.
If we have 13 by the end of this extension and 5 staff candidates, then there won't be any extension.
Well, that I would say that would be a base minimum that we can safely say that we have enough people running in order to have an election. I mean, that's based on what I'm saying now. You know, again, I think that the PNB should take this up and write some stuff up, or just the local station board. You know, again, but I would say that for me, that's more of a reasonable goal given the reality at WPFW. So we're talking about having a minimum of 4 alternates for listeners and 2 alternates for staff.
Okay.
So that, yeah.
And did anybody else from WPFW join the call? No. Okay, let me just ask a question just real quick about WPFW. I know you were talking about getting more live interviews, that sort of thing, to be tutorials. Is it possible to, while these cards are getting recorded or what re-recorded, that at least just text be given to whoever's running the boards or something, so that
that's been done.
Quick announcements could be made about the extension.
Yeah, that's been actually integrated. You know, that procedure has been integrated at every station. You know, at least that's what the plan was. If it happened or not, that's a different situation. But with respect to live reads, that's been a part of the nomination promotion push, whatever you may call it, since the beginning. So, and specifically at WPFW, so they are doing live reads now. Yes,
For the extension, they're doing live reads.
Yes, yes, for the extension. Yes, also. And they've been doing live reads. I mean, this is what I'm told.
I haven't heard. I mean, like I said, this week I've heard your announcement on the experimental,
but
I have not heard anything about the extension. I just saw the extension site on email.
Okay.
So I'm just...
Yeah, that's worrisome. I mean, we have to really... You know, we're getting on top of this as much as we can. Tomorrow we're going to have a conference call with Bob and Stacy, and we're going to try to figure out.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, a way to get more airtime. But you know, live reads are being read. So.
Yeah, Renee Bowser, just a suggestion. Since you're chair of the LSB there, you might want to talk to Grigsby too, and see if what he can do to help get more help with that, since that your station seemed to be much worse in terms of getting live on-air announcements and that sort of thing.
Over the weekend, I did hear people do before the deadline last week. I did hear people do live on-air announcements.
Oh, good.
Okay,
I did hear.
And Arlene was going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, Renee, I suggest that you call both Grigsby and Bob Daughtry, and maybe also Gloria. Make three phone calls.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Need your help. We really do, Renee.
Yeah.
Right, and Renee Bowser and anybody else that you have know from the LSB, you know, keep us informed and keep your LSB, your LES and... or NES informed. Don't wait till the end, because if you're not still not getting adequate announcements within a few days, then we probably need
somebody
to do something
pretty
soon. Yeah, but thank you for staying on top of it. Okay, let's see. We kind of heard a little bit earlier from KPFA and KPFK, and this is the only two left. Anything else anybody want to say from those stations?
Can I say, this is Manisha, I have one question. Whenever you give me a chance, I need to talk about something that was said. I just want to ask a question or raise an issue with it. That's it, if it's appropriate.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come back to you.
We're happy to wait so that she can ask her question before we talk about KPFK.
Okay. Is it okay? Let Manisha go ahead and ask her question?
That's fine. Yes. You know, I heard regarding the extension, the explanation that Renee, you gave, it didn't satisfy, it was not to me complete. My concern is that if we see, this maybe need to be discussed beyond maybe you yourself, that if there are any issues that we think, that you think, or other people are raising that can bring litigation against any station, it would cost a lot of money and a lot of negative energy and everything, which is not helpful. If it can be weighed, really discussed and analyzed and looked at seriously before a decision made to extend or not to extend, that's my concern. Because $15,000, I understand what you said, but maybe litigation would cost $40,000 beyond, and also lots of fight and negativity that is not helpful to any of the processes that we have on any of the stations. That's it.
Okay. Renee, did you want to say anything about that?
Oh, no. Thanks.
Okay. So KPFA or KPFK, any other things we haven't already covered?
Ken, do you want to say something first, or should I?
I would say something very briefly that I agree with Manajay from New York. Even an extension of for the nationwide, all five stations, up to $40,000, $50,000, would be a very good prophylactic to protect us from lawsuits. We had many. We still have one going on from DAI from the last election. It's just like we're a sink for lawsuits. And anything we can mitigate against that by showing good faith that we were able to extend ourselves to comply with the bylaws and give fair representation to the membership, not by notification to just, I told my friends, but by notification to the membership via the radio and extending the time, not via the internet, but via the radio. Anything we can do to extend ourselves Money spent now will save us money in the future. And it's a fact of life. As the winter follows the fall, there will be lawsuits. The only place we didn't have a lawsuit was at KPFK last year because of the extensive work by the LES to enfranchise all parties. So that's the issue. That's why it's wise to spend the money now and extend the nomination and membership period. I'm done.
Okay, Sean. Yeah, this is Sean. And very quickly, there's a general impression around the station and throughout KPFK that the LES is not up to the job. He didn't realize after one of our programmers put out a big pitch for a signature gathering event, he didn't realize that he was supposed to advertise that signature party on the website because he didn't organize it. Okay.
Okay, Sean. Can you mention what's not being done and not? Let's try not to blame people.
Well,
let's just say
what
wasn't done, what needs to be
done. Our LES does not understand, William, that he is supposed to advertise on the website and every other medium all signature parties, not just the one he proposes. Okay. You know, because the other problems with his signature parties is if they mess with his personal life, they get put off in these weird hours in the morning and everything. Okay, some were complaining after I got back from the PNB meeting, and I heard about this from more than one person, that at one event it was actually an art opening for allegedly a friend of his, and the intent seemed to be to get a crowd for the art opening more than a signature party. This upset quite a few people. I heard about it almost immediately after arriving back from Berkeley. So this is the kind of problems that undermine the LES. He's doing it to himself,
okay, wait,
folks.
Okay, just clarify. You're saying that there's not enough publicity for signature
all
parties?
The signature parties, that's right. And that it appears that one of the signature parties was only, ostensibly a signature party and was, in fact, an attempt to gather a crowd for an outshowing of one of his friends. This has really irritated a lot of people, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay, well, I think we're about out of time on this, but Renee, did you want to say anything about any of these?
Well, I mean, the thing about the staff holding a petition signing thing, the thing, you know, that staff person didn't even request permission. It should have, you know, all official petition signing parties or forums have to go through the local state, the local election supervisor,
He was made aware.
Wait, let her finish.
And it wasn't an official party. And actually, it shouldn't have even happened because it's actually be deemed biased.
How can it be biased to say show up?
Okay, let Renee finish, please, Sean. Let Renee finish.
There was no agreement. There were no ground rules laid down. The local election supervisor, this event was, just pushed and said, I'm doing this,
Unbelievable.
Anyway, I don't even want to get into that.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't an official.
Proves this is an inside job.
Point of order.
This is unbelievable.
Who was supposed to make the point of order?
I don't know if this is correct under the bylaws, but when one person has the floor, I know each time we listen to you, Sean, you were listened to without interruption, and you don't seem to be able to offer that same courtesy. I would ask the chair to enforce that. Even if you disagree, wait till the other person's finished.
Thank you, Renee. I stand corrected.
Okay. If you have complaints, suggestions, questions, send them to our NES and or your LES, and there's a whole Google group of the elections if there's things we might need to know about, there may be things about similar things going on at other stations. Renee, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Let's see, I'm trying to think, there was one other question that somebody had, and I can't remember what it is now, but I think of it later, I'll bring it back. Okay, is the next item on the agenda?
Well, can we do KPFA real quickly?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I skipped you. Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony here. Hi, Renee. I understand my station was the laggard as far as carts being played announcing the election. There are some substitutes for that. There can be live reads or people can be guests on programs and talk about the election. When we get to the campaign stage, I don't see that there's any substitute for candidate carts being played. And, of course, the candidate carts have to be played equitably. So is there any follow-up being done to make sure that the unsatisfactory performance vis-a-vis the election announcement carts is not going to be repeated when it comes time to play candidate carts, because we can't afford that?
Yeah, no, I totally, and I know, and I'm sitting right here in the office right next door, and believe me, we're trying our best to make sure that doesn't happen, and, getting a commitment with respect to a minimum amount of carts, and actually us being the people scheduling the rotation, not relying on the person who schedules to do it correctly, because that wasn't being done correctly, and we will be in charge of creating that rotation. And we already have proposals for when we will reserve time, which week, and at what time of the day we will reserve for the on-air candidate forum. And we will do what we did last year with respect to with the candidate carts, is pair them so that people's names get twice as amount of airtime within a given period of time. I know that sounds a little bit confusing the way I just said it, but you know what I mean. What we did last year with respect to putting 30 second statements together into 1 minute carts and rotating those equitably so that people actually appear twice as many times.
But again, do we know that the programmers are going to be told that this is not optional, it's got to be done, and it's got to be done conscientiously?
Yeah, well, again, all I can say is that, we've been working on this since the get-go, and both me and Arlene are on top of, enforcing this and doing as much as we can. So at this point, and I know that Oriana is doing as much as she can, so at this point, I don't know. Arlene, do you want to?
Well, I would just also say that it certainly would not hurt, and we are working on this very hard from here, but it would not hurt to call, the GM at not only A, but any of the other stations that have concerns. I mentioned earlier, the names for Washington, and the person doing, or who's assisting with the programming. I would say at this moment it would be, wouldn't hurt to give a reminder to Ahmad from some of the LSB members. Amelia's had, unfortunately, a death murder in the family, and so she's going to be out quite a bit in the next week. So I'd suggest maybe not bother her right now. But Ahmad would be the person at A. I think at Houston there's not any problem with getting things played regularly. But with all the stations, the station manager and or the program director is the person to talk to about that particular issue.
This is Bill. Let me just throw something out real quick. I know we used to have terrible problems with cart playing for elections at KPFT, and they still haven't ever gone away, but... last year, or they tried some different things on scheduling them, which seemed to sort of work, but I think it also took some sticks as well as carrots with some of the programmers, and a few of them, I believe, either last year or the time before, had to actually be removed from the air for one show at least, because of either not playing the carts fairly or making comments about a candidate or things like that. So
really?
I think the programmers need to be told, that they need to they need to know that they can't get away with, you know, ignoring these things.
Mr. Chair, this is the Secretary. I'd like to press move on to new business.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we're
totally agenda.
That's the official.
Can I say one more thing? Just one more thing?
Oh, Renee?
One thing that I thought would make, monitoring cart rotation easier is that, you know, the proposed and the scheduled cart rotation will be posted on the web page, and people can monitor independently, we'll be able to monitor, okay, this cart was supposed to play at this time, did it play? And that'll help us monitor.
That's really good.
That is a good idea.
That's good. And then the candidates can help monitor it. They'll have motivation to do that.
So can the public. So,
thank you. Okay, great. Excellent. All right. Let's go on to new business. If we can do that, we're out of time on this anyway. The new business items that were added.
New business?
Yeah, just a second. Okay, and then the items we added were what action will be taken if we do not reach quorum, and how do we avoid an injunction and prepare for forthcoming legal suits?
Okay, and I would defer just briefly if Renee is still on the line. If she's, is Renee still there, Artesia? NES, Renee? Gone. Okay, Bill, I had a motion I wanted to motivate.
Okay, go ahead,
Ken. These things.
Oh, excuse me a second. If somebody is talking in the background. If somebody's talking to someone else, can you mute yourself or something?
Yeah, okay. I wanted to make a motion, drop in and just make a motion because there's opportunity here.
Okay.
And the nomination and membership requires extended to July 31st for LSB candidates at all five stations with one-hour carts and or programming sections to be played throughout this period to encourage participation.
Okay, now that's going to take time away. We won't get to the other stuff on 6 probably if we do this.
I don't care because talking doesn't do anything. We're a body responsible for governance, and I'd like to make a motion to compel the NES, who's a paid employee and works for the station, the foundation, to extend this election to cover us to address these two issues of upcoming lawsuits and failure to get quorum.
Okay, let me just ask, since this isn't on the agenda. Okay, if this isn't on the agenda, are there any objections to putting this on the agenda now?
Wait a minute. It was on the agenda, Bill.
No, not the motion itself.
Not the motion.
I apologize. I understand. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, let me just
repeat it. I don't hear any objections, so go ahead. And can you email it to us also, Ken?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. And did you want to motivate your motion a little bit more?
Yes. All things considered.
Let's be brief, though, remember, because it's...
I know. That's why I'm doing it now. All things considered, the remedy to most of our difficulties in the failure to play an adequate number of carts to solicit participation, anybody can be blamed on this. We're all silly and stupid for not promoting things earlier. But at this point in time, we are where we are. And I think the most appropriate thing is to extend the nomination period till July 31st. I'd like to go to August 10th, but I'm not a fool. But just till July 31st to allow people who fail to get nominated to get those extra signatures and to extend nomination and membership through July 31st. And I feel this will remedy most of the difficulties at all of the stations. And it can only lead to greater subscription and greater participation. So the motion is nomination and membership requirements are extended to July 31st for LSB candidates at all five stations and 1 hour of carts and or programming sections will be played throughout this period to encourage participation.
Okay, could you clarify that last part? 1 hour carts?
Of election carts or programming.
Okay, not a single 1 hour thing, but 1 hour of...
1 hour, 1 hour of carts and or programming.
A day?
Yes, per day. About this period to encourage participation.
Okay, who wants to be on the stack? Okay, I'll put myself on. I didn't speak earlier about this.
Now, let me just do this. I'm sending it out.
Bill?
PNB Director.
Yes.
PNB Election Committee.
So for this document, I'd like to read the thing before I go on.
Okay. Well, we can talk about it while he's sending it, I guess. Let me just ask who else wanted to be on the stack.
I just want to say it seems like there's some background noise in my.
Yeah, I hear somebody talking sometimes too.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So, who else wanted to be on the stack besides me?
Russell.
Sean.
Russell. Okay. Okay, I'll be brief. All right, I tend to be opposed to extending, especially the membership period. I'll tell you one reason is that we moved up the elections from a bylaws amendment 2 or 3 years ago because we kept bumping into the fund drives, which are usually held in October. And if we extend the member record date, then by the bylaws we have to extend the ballot deadline. And from a practical standpoint, you just about have to anyway. And that just ensures that we're going to be interfering with the fund drive. And so what happens is that we end up having even more trouble getting quorum, which I think is a worse problem than whether we'll pick up just a few handful of additional members. And we might even impact the fund drive if we do the opposite and start putting a bunch of election cards during fund drive. Okay, that's my two bits. Let's see, Russell was next.
Yeah, I think extending either the nomination deadline or the membership deadline is a bad idea for reasons that have already been discussed. It just doesn't make sense to nobody's ever sued Pacifica because they didn't get on they weren't able to become a nominee in one of these elections. So it just seems complete red herring. I don't understand why Ken is so adamant on this point, but of course we could conceive that any number of imaginary reasons why people might have lawsuits, but I would think that anybody who is so interested and so committed to becoming a nominee would have known by the deadline, the first deadline, and certainly by the second deadline, and so being a nominee, I just don't see it. Why we would want to extend that deadline again. I just don't believe anybody would have a ground for a lawsuit. People have had the same chance to become nominees, and if they haven't availed themselves of it, I don't think there's a ground for a lawsuit there. And besides, it's never happened before. And about membership, I think...
Let's let some other people talk, too. So.
Okay, sorry. I'll just say I think Renee's points are cogent, and I'll stop. Sorry.
Okay.
I'd like to get on the stack, Renee Bowser.
Okay, Sean is next, and then Renee Bowser.
Yeah, you have to extend the deadlines for the simple reason without these extensions, this becomes an insider's game. Everybody, and I'm talking about both factions here, everybody who's inside has a better chance. When we ran full carts and everything in the last cycle, made extensions where necessary, we had the most diverse, biggest group of people involved. Like I said, we had 45 candidates compared now to 25. What the red herring is this whole idea that you can't extend deadlines because they're going to run into fund drives. In fact, we should see the fund drives as a unique opportunity to remind people to send in their ballots so we make quorum. Just like I have said before, we should remind people during fund drives that one of the benefits you receive is you get to vote in Pacifica's elections. These fund drives should be seen as an opportunity to increase participation as well as donations. And the argument to the contrary, again, is a red herring. Thank you.
Okay, Renee Bowser?
I just wanted to add that in the elections that I was in this last election as a candidate, and we had to... We ran it also in 2007, but I know particularly with this last year, even though the deadline got extended, there was no extension of the membership. The membership cutoff time remained the same as it was at the time of the original deadline. So that's all I want to say. That's just what happened at WPFW last year, and I would not swear what happened when we ran in 2007. So
okay, are you speaking in favor or opposed to the motion, or do you think it's a good or bad idea?
Well, I don't know that. I'm just adding that fact because, you know, I'm not speaking in for favor, but I'm just saying that it's not. Someone mentioned that that's the way it's done. You extend both, and I know for sure that's not the way it was done last year. There was an extension
okay.
of the deadline for, you know, anyway, never mind. That's
okay.
not what to say.
Okay, anybody else want to speak? We're getting kind of late, but be glad if anybody else wants to weigh in on this motion.
Anthony here. I can see a complication if this extends the election period into fund drive time, then some people are going to be thinking, oh, if I pledge now, I'll get to vote. But they won't unless it's further extended. And then
point of information.
Yeah.
Point of information. The problem.
Point of information. Ken?
The point of the Renee said extending the nomination and or membership period would cause a problem during the voting. Not during the nomination period hitting the fund drive, but the voting period ending the fund drive. So nobody could misunderstand that. It's not a question of the nomination period being extended into a fund drive. She said because the voting happens 45 days later or 60 days later, that might come up against the fund drive, the voting period.
Right. I'm sorry if I didn't. That's great. That's what I meant to say. The voting period would conflict with fund drive. Okay.
Well, then let me finish my thought then, Anthony, here. If at the same time we'll be telling people to pledge, we'll have to tell them, but it's too late to if you've already pledged, you can vote in this election, but if you didn't pledge way back on such and such day, too late. So
point of
come
information.
On and pledge. But you won't vote in this election.
Okay,
you vote in the next.
Ken, I mean, Sean, you had a point of
information. Excuse me, maybe I'm getting it backwards. I thought that the motion on the floor cured exactly that, because if you have both the membership date and the nomination date both open, anybody who sends in their money or comes in and works 3 hours becomes a member and gets a right to run or vote in the election. That's the reason for the motion on the floor, unless I'm misunderstanding something. And since I have been known to stand corrected before, it can happen again.
I'd like to be on the stack.
Anthony, could you clarify which election period or fund drive you're talking about?
When you said it would carry into, voting would carry into the October drive, then we would be telling people that please pledge to your station, please send in your ballot if you're not already a member, though, it's
no.
too late to pledge and vote in this election, in the October
no,
election.
No, Ken. Well, let's ask the maker of the motion, Ken. Does your
okay,
motion?
Okay. Well, let's Ken reread it so
please,
it's clear to everybody what it says.
Okay. Let me reread this. I just want to say the point of information I meant before was Renee was concerned that extending the nomination period extends the voting period, and the voting period would hit against the fund drive, not the nomination period. The motion is nomination and membership requirements are extended to July 31st for LSB candidates at all five stations with 1 hour of cards and or programming, election cards and or programming, to be played throughout this period to encourage participation.
See, Anthony, you don't have that problem, sir.
Oh, okay. I think we should go. There was another person on the stack.
Yes.
Yeah. Renee.
Actually, it's Melinda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Renee already spoke. You're right, Melinda. Sorry. I'm looking at the wrong list. Go ahead, Melinda.
I would hope you'd know me by now, Bill.
Yeah, well, I forgot who was. I was looking at my written list, my notes.
Totally understood. I'm concerned. Renee was talking about a lot of costs as far as the election, getting the votes and everything, and it's going to really throw that timeline on. It's not the registration part; it's the part of the voting, and there is that October fund drive. And the deal is that, you know, when you look at it, the timeline is very clear. It has been from the word go of 2003. There's a 30-day time frame. And when you get right down to it, our as job as LSB members is to get out there and get people that are suitable. We shouldn't just sit and wait. I mean, we were not elected to become celebrities. We were elected to get and work, get there and work for the station. And, you know, you can always look up your friends. You can always email folks. You can use Facebook. You can use all kinds of things. And the thing is that it's worked fine. 2004, 2006, I know that for a fact. And I didn't hear anything about 2007. You know, I wasn't working it. But I think we're really, really pushing it, and we're going to add to the costs. And as far as that goes, we can't just leave it open. That's part of the informational duty of the station.
Okay, can I speak last on this? There's no one else to speak on it.
Okay, well, it's getting late, so please be brief.
Yes,
okay,
just to be brief. You know, I concur with Melinda because the experience of KPFT is they played all or nearly all of the cards required, and they got an adequate amount of participation from the listenership. The same thing happened at KPFK last year. What we're trying to remedy here is the failure to enforce the election policy mandating that the stations advertise the fact of the election so that we get people over a 30-day period to nominate themselves and get their signatures. So, you know, that's all we're trying to do is remedy the fact that the cards weren't played at all the stations the way they were at KPFT. And congratulations.
We didn't get it by cards. We also went out.
Same thing happened at all the stations. So, I mean, I think we can call the motion now, and let's just have
Wait,
a vote.
Arlene?
Okay, Arlene,
I've been trying to get in. I'm not taking a side on either side of this. I'm just pointing out that if it's extended till the 31st, I think that's going to give us problems with printing in the sense of getting ballots printed in time, and also problems with the timing of the election itself. Making sure the lists are ready, so that would if the membership is extended, that means the lists have to be re-vetted, so that's going to mean that we've got to extend the election deadline. There's only, you know, so fast that these things can be done.
Let me throw out a point of information. Actually, according to the bylaws, we'd have to, if we extend the member record date, which is the member deadline, we'd have to delay the ballot being mailed because the bylaws say it's 45 to 60 days after the member record date.
Okay.
That's what I was objecting to. But,
I think it's a major motion. I can speak last. I'll be very brief. Extending
okay.
these dates will not cause a change in the phase of the moons. There will be no major consequence
right.
to extending these dates. Having to comply to date-specific times is less important than getting full participation and shielding ourselves from lawsuits. Lawsuits are expensive. It's $125,000 per station. We usually get three at each election. I'd like to do everything we can to shield ourselves from that. I don't want to be penny-wise and pound-foolish.
Okay, we're kind of running out of time, so can we go ahead and vote?
Yeah,
it's okay, everybody. Again, we'll call the roll, Ken. So if the motion, everybody see it? Ken emailed it to us. Anybody need it reread?
I hope I explain. I'll reread it now. I don't know if it got.
Yeah, go ahead and read it short.
Membership requirements extended to July 31st for LSB candidates at all five stations with 1 hour of election cards and or programming to be played throughout this period to encourage participation. That's the way it should have been sent, no matter what I did wind up sending. It's kind of rushed.
I didn't get what you sent out, Ken.
Okay, I'll say it once more. Nomination.
Send it to me, it's all, please.
Nomination and membership. Oh, geez, one second.
I'll read it because you sent it. I mean, you emailed it. Nomination and membership requirements are extended to July 31st, August 10th.
No. Get that out. That's what I made a mistake when I sent it.
Oh, I see.
Nomination and membership requires are extended to July 31st for LSB candidates at all five stations with 1 hour of election cards and or programming to be played throughout this period to encourage participation.
Okay. So we're going to vote on the way he read it. So you want to call the roll,
okay,
please?
Okay. So Tracy Rosenberg. Dan's not here.
and Anthony Fest.
No.
Hey, this is
Sean
O'Brien. Excuse me. Yeah, this is Sean O'Brien. I got knocked off the call inadvertently. Are we
okay,
still
we're just voting on? We're just voting on Ken's motion. We just started the vote.
Okay, good. Thank you. I vote yes.
Okay, Ken Aaron, yes. Fred Klunder.
No.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
No.
Okay, Wesley Patoon.
Yes.
Okay, Melinda Eilidon.
Melinda Eilidon?
Okay.
Yeah, as close as I could get. Melinda, yes or no?
No.
Okay, Renee Bowser.
My station's already been extended. I'm not in it. I'm going to pass.
Abstain.
Okay. Alex Steinberg. Okay. Russell Dale.
No.
Okay. Melinda. Excuse me. Manajay Saba.
Yes.
Okay. And the motion fails.
Okay. I think we're out of time for the meeting. If anybody wants to discuss the other things that Ken mentioned for number 6 on the agenda, we can do that by email, I suppose. And the final thing we need to do is confirm the next meeting date and review action items if we have any. Tuesday, August 10th is the next date we had already previously decided on. Is that still okay with everybody for the next meeting? Don't hear any objections. So,
what? Please repeat
okay.
The date.
Tuesday, August 10th, and it should be already be on the KPFTX calendar.
Tuesday, August 10th. Any action items?
I guess I just have the same one we've been having. If any suggestions or problems, please report them to your LES and to the NES, and to the committee if the rest of us need to know about it. Anything else? Anybody have any action items?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, and I guess we're adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Bill.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah.